This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli lawmakers have approved a key portion of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's divisive plan to reshape the country's judicial system despite widespread national opposition, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The vote came after a stormy session at the Knesset in which opposition lawmakers chanted shame and then stormed out of the chamber. After they left, the head of the Knesset, Amir Ohana, announced the results, 64 in favor with no one opposing. The result fueled anger at a protest outside the Knesset, which grew louder and more indignant in response to the news. The measure that has passed through prevents judges from striking down government decisions on the basis that they are unreasonable. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United Nations has condemned the attack in Ukraine that damaged the Transfiguration Cathedral, a UNESCO-protected site, and two dozen other landmarks on Sunday.
This is yet another attack in an area protected under the World Heritage Convention in violation of the 1954 Hague Convention for the Protection of Cultural Property in the event of armed conflict.
Farhan Haq, a spokesman for the Secretary General. Authorities evacuated nearly 2,500 people from the Greek island of Corfu on Monday as the prime minister warned that the heat-battered nation was at war with several wildfires and spoke of three difficult days ahead. Tens of thousands of people have already fled blazes on the island of Rhodes, with many frightened tourists scrambling to get home on evacuation flights. Fires were also burning on Greece's second-largest island of Evia on Monday. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. This